Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Well, what's up with you? It's the Black Guy Who Tips podcast, spinoff show, Balls Deep Sports, you know, where we talk about all kinds of sports stuff and we get right in there all the way to the hilt. We get deep enough to the balls of sports. We get right into the balls. Of course, I'm never by myself. I have my co-host with the co-most. It's my man Jay Trill. What's up?
What's going on, man? Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa
to all
you.
The black people out there.
Yeah, so, I appreciate you, you know, wishing me a happy Kwanzaa.
It's CP time. I gotta wish it to you the same way the same way you keep your schedule.
And next week we'll do, Happy New Year's.
Yep.
But yeah, man, my Kwanzaa was great. Got some straw and some incense, like always. And, you know, of course I prayed for revenge on the white man.
Now, you know, if I had to do 7 days of gift making,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what the fuck I would make for somebody for 7 days, though. Mm-hmm. Like the first day is a card. I'll make you a card.
Right. That's the easy day. Right. The first day is the easiest.
The second day, maybe a friendship bracelet. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Get the little beads. After that, what am I making?
Legos.
Sand and wood carve,
mm-hmm.
and I don't have any of those other talents.
Why it's always like a bundle of straw with a rubber band around it, because that's easy to make. You're like, you can use it for a broom, you can use it for, you know, in case you get in a fire, you can like use that, like, so.
You know, if it's your woman, you could do easy things. Like your first gift is, oh, here go this back massage.
Yep. Here's a coupon for a car wash. Anytime you want to cash that in.
Yep. Here you go. This for this. You know what? Rub your feet day.
Then she's like, I want to cash it in immediately. You're like, hold up now. Hold on now. It's cold out there. All right, man. We can't start the show without starting the song. Oh, and also, as you guys noticed already, Vic's not here this week. Isn't that ironic, looking at what's up on the docket?
Yep.
He had to work, quote unquote.
Yep. And yes, he is an attorney.
Yeah, he's an attorney, so he didn't want to take that L on national TV.
But that's the type of attorney you want defending you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a savvy move.
The judge is like, listen, 30 years. He's like, no, Your Honor, he's not guilty.
Yeah.
No, we're not going to accept that.
Can we postpone the date? A little bit. That's what he wants to do, because he's gonna be back, and knowing me, I'm never gonna forget it. So the reckoning's coming. But yeah, let's play the song.
How deep?
You know how when I go in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That deep?
That's right, Dad.
I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls. Positive traits. Give a pound into her feeling. Make her south mouth salivate. Hey Tyra, are you listening? When I talking, just the tipping. Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
No problem. Just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Sorry to hear that. Where was I?
You're talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep.
My boy's talking about balls deep.
We're talking about balls deep in love. Rest in peace to Cleveland Show. You were right when I started liking you, you got canceled.
What's amazing is he went from barely being on the show, and even if he was, one or two lines per show, to now you get your own entire show.
Yeah.
How do you build a fan base off of that?
If that show hadn't have been the cartoon version of Blackface, I think it would have lasted a little bit longer. But I got over that eventually. Like, by the end, I was like, I don't even care. I don't even give a fuck. I know these white people are doing these black people voices, and I stopped caring six episodes ago. But I used to watch that shit, man.
They don't have any black friends.
Yeah. They don't. I'm like, why is Seth MacFarlane got these white people doing all the voices, man? All right, man. We got to recap episode week 17 of the NFL season of last week.
Fortunately for us, this is the week where the least amount of games matter.
Yep.
Cause, most of these, the only thing that mattered was somebody got fired. Cause most of these niggas ain't going to the playoffs. So, Browns played the Steelers. Steelers won, making them 8-8 for the year. And they could have made the playoffs, but, they kind of got cheated. And, we'll talk about that in a second, but good for Mike Tomlin, man. That's the main thing I'm taking from this.
Yep.
Way to salvage a season. This is the difference between a great coach and the mediocre to bad coaches of the rest of the league. A great coach salvages a horrible start with a injury riddled team and go and gets you 8-8 with a chance to slide into the playoffs if everything works out right. And in the Browns with their terrible coach, Rod Chudzinski, 4-12. See you next year, bro.
Isn't that they hire more coaches than the Washington Redskins, which is really kind of terrible.
Yeah, Chud Dog lost that job. I know he had to be nervous going into Monday. He actually legitimately has more excuses than many of the coaches who got fired.
Than all the coaches.
Yeah, like his excuses are so good. Hey, I'm coaching y'all.
Right.
So is that really my fault? I mean, I guess it's my fault for taking the job, but you know, y'all knew y'all was the Browns before I got here. Y'all gonna try to flip my, I went through basically two starting quarterbacks.
Wait, let me stop you right there. Now we traded Trent.
Right. Y'all traded my starting running back.
We traded Trent.
I had Willis McGahee in here. You know why he got, you know why he got fired though. He got fired for winning 4 games. They was like, nigga.
Expectations.
They're like, that wasn't the plan. We'll try to go 0-16.
Yeah, one game. We used to 1-2 games.
Yeah. You know, the Redskins went 3-13, right? We don't got the number one pick because of your ass. So you can go.
But they don't have this. You know, the thing about the Washington man that I forgot is that, and we covered this story, but a few years ago, when the NFL was changing up as far as the salary cap and things like that, and the Redskins, Dallas did it too. They went out and spent all that money before the fines could actually hit, and the NFL fined them anyway before it was a rule. So you got that on top of now you don't have any of these draft picks. It kind of fucked the Redskins up for a while.
Well, the Redskins, speaking of which, 3-13, Giants 7-9. Giants beat them 20-6. Not much to talk about, really, honestly. Cousins is exactly who we thought he was.
Backup.
He's a backup. He's an AJ McCarron.
He almost had a starting job somewhere. If he literally could have just 2 touchdowns this week and last week, he had a starting job somewhere.
This really fucked his money up because I feel like he probably was talking to Shanahan like Shanahan's like, you know what? It's time. We're going to sit RG3 and Kirk. We're going to give you the start. Kirk's like, why? No, don't do that. I'm trying to just slide by without starting. And then somebody going to pay me for my potential. Remember, I'm white.
Yep.
And he got exposed, man. Although, you know, knowing the NFL, somebody somewhere might take a flyer on him. But it definitely won't be any Redskins getting the first round pick out of this shit.
You know what else is terrible, man? It's the Giants. How does the defense not score on the Giants?
That was amazing to
watch.
That
shows how terrible the defense is.
Yeah. That's insane. Ravens played the Bengals. Bengals going to the playoffs 11-5.
Despite Dalton
11-5. Dalton. Another thing too, about this, Marvin Lewis. Can we give our brother some props? I mean, that dude has stuck it out there.
He stayed winning.
Forever. Like that, and the organization had to give props, man, because like most organizations like this get impatient at some point.
Yep.
And these dudes, I mean, I remember Marvin Lewis was there with Chad Johnson and TJ Houshmandzadeh.
Who's your mama?
And now this nigga is going to the playoffs again. I think they won their division even. So yeah, congrats, man. Ravens, what had happened, bruh?
Joe got his money.
Joe got paid.
Flacco.
Yo, you want to piss the Ravens fans off, bring up how much money Joe Flacco be making whenever another sorry quarterback get a good contract. They hate that.
But can we just be honest, though? It's the Ravens organization.
Mm-hmm.
I understand letting Ed Reed go.
Right.
But they could have kept Bolden. Could have. And that's an example of the white man is always overpaid and the black man is always underpaid.
Yeah. And they could have kept Ray Lewis.
He would have came back for the money.
Yeah.
All the kids he got.
Yep. He would have been in that expiring that team. Y'all would have at least got, you put the Ray Lewis inspirational 2-win bonus on this roster, and now it's 10-6.
Why is he not on the coaching staff?
Right. He could at least coach the defense to one more win.
He should be on coaching staff or the strength coach. Mm-hmm. But you could technically just hire him as a consultant to those people and just have him show up during practice and give a speech before practice.
He'll just make them pray.
And stand there and watch. He doesn't have to speak after that. Right. After that motivational speech, he could just stand and watch and doesn't have to talk again. And I guarantee you, every practice will be 120%.
Like, you know why you're not, you know why you're not stopping them, Terrell Suggs? Because you're trying to lean on your own abilities. You got to close your eyes and pray to the Lord. But Ray, it's third and long, and I mean, you know, I saw the close your eyes. Right now? No, on the field. I want you to pray in the middle of the play. As soon as that ball is snapped, you just start praying and let the Lord guide your hands. That's how I did it. All right, Ray, I guess so.
You know what? But you know the great thing about Ray? No disrespect, Ray.
Yeah.
But his suit game changed.
It did change, dog.
His suits for football season all the way different than suits for commentators.
Yeah, it's amazing. Can I also say he is a great commentator?
Yes.
Like, I didn't see that shit coming at all because I thought he would be too crazy and he would say some. I was been waiting all year for him to say something crazy where I could be like, see, man, that's why you can't be hiring Ray Lewis. Man, he has been insane. He be making good call, like good, analysis of the game. And he got the good, like, black folksy talk that I like.
I'm gonna tell you something that, my wife pointed out that I didn't even notice.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one that doesn't wear coats and things like that during the halftime when they out there talking. He just be out there in his regular suit. And one day he had on a coat.
Yeah, that one time when it was cold as shit.
She said it must be cold.
Dog.
He hadn't been wearing them.
And that day, he was the only one that had the extra coat with the hat and everything.
Right.
Everybody else was out there trying to be cool. Ray was like, not me.
Trying to thug it up because all the other weeks, he was out there thugging it out.
He's like, y'all can be stylish. I'm going to be warm.
But that's, man, you know what though? That his leadership right there, how he changed the game just in that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
They should pay him to come work out at their facility.
Yes.
Like not even, he don't even have to speak because think about it. We got to pay to go to the Y and workout. Yeah. If he worked out there and them young boys see how much he lifted and he like, oh, that's all y'all can get.
Mm-hmm.
And he just in there lifting, they'll get stronger just off that.
And he wouldn't even have to talk to your team about football. He'll just talk about God.
Yep.
And then that'll make him better. Cause you know, that's got a lot to do with a bunch of good stuff in your life. So he'll just be like, look, you need to concentrate.
All and right? He changed his hair. He took that black shine stuff out of his hair.
That needed to happen.
That quitting football really changed Ray Lewis' life for the
better. For real, dog. And he funny.
I don't, you know what? It not only did it change his life, but it maybe saved some lives.
It probably did. Remember how serious he used to take football where he said if they didn't play, people would kill each other in the streets?
Right.
The evil that we call crime. I was like, that don't even make sense, right? Niggas are not going to kill each other because football not on.
No, he would be killing people. But
that's what he really meant, man. And he was wrong, dog. Without football, he has been fine, man. Like it's, and like I said, he always had, when they do analysis, he always has something to say that I've never heard someone say about that game before. Like, it'll be like, so Ray, what did you think about the Ravens and the Bengals tonight? He'd be like, they'd be like, who you going with? He's like, I gotta go with the Ravens. You know, that's my team. And we've been my team. Now I did notice that a couple players was wearing fingerless gloves. Now I don't know about that. I'm like, I don't even know what.
Yeah,
you be watching the game, you be like, them goddamn fingerless gloves.
I needed that for my fantasy stat an hour ago, right? Right?
You like, Ray was right. I shouldn't have started Torrey Smith. What was I thinking?
Ray killing all his fantasy league teams.
Yeah. Ray be demolishing them.
But you know what? That's what Chad Johnson needed and couldn't bring. Mm-hmm. Ray, but the difference is Chad out there like, I need a job.
Right.
Ray out there like, I'm paid. Y'all need me.
Ray doing Xbox One commercials. He don't care. He having a good time.
His kids happier too.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Man, it's no more social services involved.
Yep.
No more parenting classes.
He can come pick them up.
The kids are safe.
The Titans play the Texans. Doesn't really matter, but I believe the Texans end up securing the first pick with only 2 wins this season.
I wonder who actually watched that game. Like, did anyone actually watch that game?
Yeah, what would the scenario have to be for you to want to watch this game? Because it could not possibly have mattered to anyone for anything other than the Texans getting the first pick. Right? And yep. Then, and if that's the case, I'll just catch the scoreboard. I don't need to watch this terrible team.
Cause it was cold as fucking Tennessee this past weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is terrible. So, yeah, Texas won the number one pick by losing this game. They gotta go quarterback. So I'm guessing Teddy Bridgewater, maybe.
I don't, for whatever reason, people still want Johnny. They still want
Johnny. Johnny Manziel? Hmm.
They overlooking Bridgewater. Then they talking about, you know, cause Johnny put up those 4 TDs.
Yeah, don't let that. Don't,
and
hey,
ran
listen,
a touchdown.
People that listen to Balls Deep, listen. Don't let that racism talk you out of getting that number one tech quarterback. Do not let it happen, dog. Manziel's a cool ass dude and all that shit, but yeah, do not fuck around. He got all the highlights. He it's cool to root for a college player that knows how much he's worth, but. Yeah, do not fuck around and be like, oh, we don't want this black dude. Okay.
Yep. Remember Matt Leinart?
Yep. Be watching them highlights years from now like, yo, that dude, we should have went with Bridgewater.
Yep.
And
that's why that black coach, that's why he couldn't get fired.
Yep. He was unfireable because, man, because he was dealing with, to me, Kevin Sumlin was actually dealing with Manziel. Like all year, you know what I'm saying? Like he,
yep.
Like it was more work on him having Johnny Manziel as a player instead of less work. But I will say this: I forgot to calculate this shit at the beginning of the year, so this is something that I was like worried about, and I shouldn't have been worried about because I didn't think about the end of the year. I was like, Kevin Sumlin might fuck around and get fired because the team's gonna underachieve, and then they're gonna be like, it's his fault. He can't control Johnny Manziel, and they did kind of underachieve and. You know, but Manziel didn't get in a lot of trouble, but I forgot at the end of the year, all these jobs come open.
Yep.
And everybody want this nigga. So it was like, as soon as some jobs came open, they went from like, you know, Kevin Sumlin really needs to have his team more disciplined and ready and focused. Oh, the Texas job is open. Kevin Sumlin would be a great coach to go to Texas. And that motherfucker got paid, dog. So. Yep. Glad to see that worked out.
Man,
for
Texas
him.
Got everybody paid.
They really Texas got me. I got a raise.
They should send a thank you card.
Right.
I just want to appreciate y'all having this job open and available.
I should have came on the podcast Tuesday and be like, listen, guys, I would love to continue to do the blackout tips, and that's cool. But what we're gonna need is for more people to sign up for premium. Well, so I gotta take this Texas job. All right, guys, I'll go coach Texas if I have to. I don't want to do it, but they're offering a lot of money. So if we all can get a raise, like people's probably doing that shit at corporate jobs.
Like, you know, Texas hiring, right?
Yeah, Texas hiring.
The whole state hiring.
Like, nigga, you an accountant? Yeah, I'll go out there and get paid. Texas is hiring.
The whole state hiring.
You know they're gonna bring in accountants.
Somebody got to manage the books with all right. These college boys getting these new bonuses from alumni.
Somebody got to do it. The Colts beat the Jaguars. Props to the Colts this year, man. As much as I, think that my man Luck is overrated. It ain't his fault he's overrated.
It's not. It's the racist at the YMCA.
Yeah, it's racism fault. It's not his fault. I don't really like rooting against that dude. But as an organization, you have to give him a lot of props because they kind of overcame some of his weaker games near the end of the season to still go 11-5. That's yep. Fucking strong.
Not only that, but nobody's questioning the decision of moving on from Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
Which even though he had a good last year, his first rookie year was very good.
Right.
People were like, but that sophomore slump, You still should have kept Peyton. He could have still learned under Peyton. Imagine how much better he'll be.
Yep.
They're not saying that right now.
And beating Peyton Manning this year, that really was icing on the cake.
Yep.
Because everybody was basically talking about how bad is Denver going to beat the Colts, you know, because Peyton's going to have to prove a point. And, man, he whooped Peyton's ass and was like, come on, y'all, leave me out of this.
All that being said, they should have got Cam. I'm glad they didn't.
Yeah, I'm glad they didn't, too.
I'm glad they didn't, but they should have got Cam.
The Dolphins played the Jets. The Dolphins went 8-8 after losing to the Jets. So the only thing that happened was both of these teams managed to keep each other out the playoffs again.
How about Geno Smith, though? I mean, props to you, Geno.
Yeah, another game. Where I don't know if smart or stupid.
I'm going with smart.
Going with smart for this
one? I'm going with smart. I know it's 50-50, but I'm going with like 50.6, but we just not rounding up. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Okay. I mean, it's crazy that we went through a 16 game season with him playing pretty much every game, and I'm still going to be going into next year like, in this game, 190 yards, 17 for 27, no touchdowns, no ints. I mean,
talent development, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's coaching. It's all coaching.
Yeah, one touchdown on the ground, 10 for 44. So I still don't know, guys. Jury's out on Geno Smith, man. I hope that dude works out because he's a black quarterback, but I ain't holding my breath because I seen his face.
I blame coaching too because look what they did with Mark Sanchez.
Oh, the Lions, quite possibly the best season ending, like, trifecta with, you know, obviously they lost, last week after sending out playoff tickets, forced playoff tickets that they already charged their fans for and then got eliminated from the playoffs and said, you can use that towards your season tickets next year. Well, they lost to the Vikings 14-13. Interesting thing about this, Adrian Peterson didn't play and they still lost to the Vikings. Now they did sit that some of their starters, like Calvin Johnson, didn't play in this and stuff, but man, what a clusterfuck of a season for those guys.
Man, Reggie Bush had 32 yards that game.
I feel bad for Reggie Bush because on the low, he had a really good year. You know what I mean? For Reggie Bush.
For Reggie Bush, yeah. It's a good Reggie Bush year.
You know, I won't argue that it's a good year for just any, like, your top flight running backs. But for Reggie Bush, man, this is kind of that year that he's been waiting on. It took him 8 years to get it. But this is kind of that year where he's like, yeah, motherfuckers, I'm a legitimate NFL starting running back every down, and nobody can take this away from me except for the Detroit Lions not going to the playoffs.
Or the Heisman Trophy Committee.
Right, not even they couldn't even take it this year.
This year, like his Heisman Trophy.
It really is. He had 1,000 yards.
It counts for nothing.
I mean, it was 1,006 yards. It wasn't like a ton, but still, 1,000 is, you know, the mark that a lot of people use.
Yep.
That's not counting, you know, his receiving yards. He had 506 receiving yards, which is his second most ever. And nobody's going to be talking about that shit because these niggas are terrible. Oh, Panthers beat the Falcons by one in Atlanta. This looked like the lazy game for the Panthers defense for the first three quarters. Cause it just felt like for the first half. Cause it just felt like they couldn't get to them at all. And Cam still had them up at halftime, which nobody talks about. But Cam still had them up 14-10.
Man, it was scary. The whole game, I just felt like, Panthers, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Like, what are y'all doing? Are we serious? Is this what, really? So you don't want to win? Because they wasn't playing like they wanted to win.
This is the difference between a bye and, you know, going possibly on the road in the first round. This is a huge thing.
Yeah, you won the division.
What I kept thinking was, but don't they got Matt Ryan?
Right.
And so I just kept being like, I'm pretty sure Matt Ryan been blowing games with all these throws. Aren't they 4-11? Yeah. Man. Falcons terrible. And the Falcons, like a true terrible team, folded down the stretch, man. Like, Cam scored I think in the third quarter. And went up like 21-17. And from that point on, like, the Falcons could barely move the ball. I think they scored a field goal after that, but that was it, so.
And that's the thing. I just keep, like, once Cam get one touchdown, I want the touchdowns to keep rolling.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't, for whatever reason, the offense doesn't operate like that.
Yeah, this was out without, this is one of those games too, without Steve Smith. And, like, to me, this is like my proof that Steve Smith hasn't had that much effect on the offense. Cause Cam actually threw for two touchdowns in this game. Was still over, it was like 15 for 27. He didn't have a lot of yards, but he hasn't been having a lot of yards all year, really, like, compared to, you know, the year before. I just think, you know, I just think Steve Smith's done. Like, you just need a number one wide receiver because they, you know, they're not, even with him there or not there, he's not going to put up 300, 400 yards anymore, so.
You know, the thing is, he'll be gone, and he'll do just like Huzman's out. I mean, Muhammad.
Yeah, Nazi used to be a center for the Bobcats.
Yeah, it'll be just like Moose. He'll go away, have two great years somewhere, and come back and be trash again.
The Saints played the Bucks. They smashed them. But Shirley got what she wanted. Her coach got fired, so good for them. Patriots beat the Bills. Man, Patriots went 12-4 this year.
Shocking.
Terrible, terrible division.
But we called that from week one.
Just what a terrible division, dude. Like, I don't know. I mean, you play who you got, and they had a ton of injuries, and that matters too. You know, like, I'm not taking anything away from them. It's going to be a hell of a year to see who gets coach of the year. I have no idea who's going to get it. But Belichick is definitely a candidate.
And it should be Seahawks coach.
Pete Carroll?
Yep.
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad at Pete Carroll either.
On the low, I mean, you know, no slander to the Eagles, but your coach not so bad for his first season. Brand new team, new system.
I think he can't win it because he went 8-8. But if we went like 12-4,
Went 8-8.
Yeah, I think it was 8-8, dog. We'll get to it in a second, but I'm just saying, like, you're right. We're 10-6, but if we would have been like 12-4, I think we would have got it.
Yeah, even at 10-6. A new team, new system, your starting quarterback goes in and out, then out for the season, pretty much. Yeah. And you're starting a guy.
I mean, I agree. If I would have been the person, I would have given it to, you know, I would have at least had Chip Kelly in the final, like, five. But I was thinking about the people this year. It's, man, think about, you got Andy Reid with the Chiefs. You got John Fox / Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning should win.
You got, you got Ron Rivera. You know what I mean? I mean, I know people are putting it more on Cam, but Ron definitely changed his play calling, got out of his own way this year, which, for some coaches never happens.
I'm shocked the Cardinals went 10-6 too.
Right. You got Bruce Arians. You got Pete Carroll. It was somebody, Bill Belichick, whoever coaches the fucking Colts, like.
I can't count a coach that knows the other team plays after halftime every week.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. What was I thinking? Man, just when you look at the reason I don't really respect the Patriots record this year is because, and nobody's talking about this, but if you look at their schedule, man, Buffalo, the Jets, Tampa Bay, Atlanta, Cincinnati, which they lost.
Yep.
New Orleans, but that's at New England. The Jets in New York, which they lost, which is weird.
Geno.
Yes, Geno. Yeah, 233. Yeah, he had the most yards in that game. Weird.
My dude, Geno.
Miami, right?
Again.
Pittsburgh. Who, you know, had a pretty down year. Carolina, where they lost.
Yep.
Denver, which they lost.
Yep.
Like,
if they a competitive team, they would have won two of those games.
Yeah, Houston. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I know Bo, this is his choice, is Bill Belichick. But when I look at this schedule, man, like, I don't know that I respect this shit, because their division game is pretty much six wins. every year or should be.
And those games were still close.
Yeah, and they lost one. Lost the fucking Jets with Geno.
Imagine if they'd have played Terrell Pryor.
Yeah, what would have happened?
That'd have been another loss.
another smart quarterback. Seahawks beat the Rams. Doesn't matter. But they 13-3, great season for those guys.
It didn't matter as far as them just keeping home field advantage, I thought.
I think it was a way that the Niners could have slid up in there, but,
and that's what pissed me off about the week before, losing that game. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, cause I felt like that's what they was playing for, is just mainly home field advantage.
Yeah, but, they lost to the Cardinals, who are no joke, man. Cardinals are a scary, scary team. Like, you got Larry Fitzgerald out there.
Yep.
Who ain't done yet. He just need a quarterback that can give him the ball. Carson Palmer, who on the low has had some pretty good games this year.
Yeah, he wished back and forth.
They got two, legit running backs. They got that burner dude that's a beast. Like, I forget his name, but, he comes off the bench. And then they got Mendenhall, who's a starter. And their defense is scary. So, yeah, man, Cardinals are no joke, man. They lost to the 49ers by 3. So, I mean, like, that's a team you don't want to see. Speaking of which, Packers went 8-7-1 and they're in the playoffs. Man. And just in time, Aaron Rodgers is back.
Yeah, I couldn't believe they actually won that game with him throwing out there looking like Geno. He was out there playing like Geno.
Yeah, it was weird how much props people gave him for that game.
No, he played terrible.
Because they won that shit on one of the worst blown coverages I've ever seen in my life watching football. And people was acting like Aaron Rodgers went out there and played a flawless game, and that's the reason they won.
Nope.
Tozine could have done that. That's all I'm saying, man.
Yeah, because they was winning without him.
Yeah.
They won, what, 3 out of 4 games?
Yeah. Yeah, and Tozine wasn't that bad, man. Aaron Rodgers, 25-39, 318, 2 touchdowns, 2 ints. Eddie Lacy only got 66 yards on the ground in this game, which is kind of crazy.
And that was the other thing. Had they not been playing Cutler, but the actual real starter for the Bears, I forget his name, but the guy that was starting while Cutler McGowan.
McCown, yeah.
Like, the Bears would have won that game. It's, yeah. Like, cause Cutler threw interceptions, like 2 or 3 interceptions that game as well.
So, yeah, Jay Cutler is terrible and he's overrated and getting by on being white and also getting by on the fact that Chicago's never had a good quarterback. So,
can I just say how lucky you white people are?
Y'all are so lucky, man. Y'all really, like, I trade with y'all in a heartbeat, man. Drop it all. Just go ahead and be white. Cause y'all get by with so much.
That privilege is real.
People be believing in y'all and shit when there's no reason to. There's no reason to believe you should commit to 7 years of Jay Cutler for anything. Not for marriage, not for insurance policy, nothing. There's nothing you want to do 7 years of anything with Jay Cutler, and somehow this nigga just got a 7-year contract. God bless y'all. The Raiders lost to the Broncos like they should have. Peyton Manning continued to pile up some stats. Didn't play after halftime. So he immediately started studying game tape.
That's when John Fox was like, I need to sit you.
Yeah, he's like, I know what happens when you get hurt. You got that neck. That's enough. The Chargers beat the Chiefs. And I said we'd bring this up earlier. They won because the Chiefs missed like a field goal or some shit at the end.
Yep.
But the new rules means only 6 people can be on one side of the ball at a time and on defense. And apparently the Chargers had 7. The refs missed the call.
Yep.
The Chiefs missed the field goal. If they would have called it, it would have been a 5-yard penalty. They would have got the kick again, 5 yards closer, and possibly would have tied the game with the overtime, whatever.
Yeah, they lost in overtime because of that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, they lost in overtime. They would have possibly won in regulation. But, you know, I'm sorry, Mike Tomlin, you my dog. But this is what the fuck happens, dog, when y'all fuck around. But you should have took them games out from day one. You waited too long.
Yep.
First time y'all took a loss, you should have been like, get rid of the games. Y'all niggas play too much. You worry about Angry Birds. Need to be worried about these damn football games.
Man, shouts out to the Chargers too with a consistently ineffective season. Like, they consistently will get you 9-10 games every single year, and you just wonder why they can't win 3 more games to get them in the playoffs and have home field advantage
every year, man. And I'm glad Phillip Rivers is back, although second half of the season not as good as his first. Good for those guys, man. And you know, so it's good to see it's good to see your old faithful. You know, the more things change, the more they stay the same, because I'm pretty sure the Chargers be going out in the first round.
Yep.
Eagles beat the Cowboys.
Game of the week.
Game of the week. I was so nervous.
I was nervous for y'all.
Man, I told everybody as soon, it was what, Monday? Soon as the news broke, well, it was like Tony Romo won't be playing this weekend. I was like, oh shit, this is how we lose.
How did you feel the start of the fourth quarter though? Because the first, you know, first half, it was like, eh, we should be winning by more, but you know, we lead, we got the lead.
Mm-hmm.
Third quarter come around, it's like, fuck.
But here's the thing though. Part of me was like, man, fuck, we're gonna lose to these motherfuckers, right? I can't believe this shit. And then the other part of me was like, I told you niggas. I told y'all to be nervous. I told y'all Kyle Orton is not Tony fucking Romo, and that he gonna come and play a good game and be scary as shit. Everybody, all right, it's Kyle Orton, right? It's Kyle Orton. Yeah, Kyle Orton, the dude that stole Jay Cutler's job before.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Waiting on this new contract renewal. Like, that's the whole job of a backup, is to come in and win one game a year.
Right.
That's all they practice for.
He would have loved to have a fucking 4-touchdown, no pick game, get a W, go to the playoffs. He would have loved, and then Romo come back. He would have loved to do that, because he would have been getting paid to start in Oakland right now. You know what I mean? But, I was nervous as shit, man. Like, I came in front, and you know, the running game was getting stifled for some reason, man. Like, it's like Shady couldn't really get loose a lot, and they was on all our screens. Like, every fucking screen we was running, it's like, them niggas knew we was running them screens, dog. It was like, it's a screen. They like, man, it got so bad, Nick Foles did like an intentional grounding, like one time.
I apologize to Michael Vick too. Yeah. You know, it was a few weeks ago, he was back from that hammy. He needed the extra week.
Yeah.
I told him to sit it out, wait a week, wait one more week, and he came back and rushed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I apologize, because I see why.
Yeah, it was obvious.
Because he was like, I see Foles in practice.
Yeah.
I have to get out there a week early.
I could tell.
I was wrong with that.
I could tell from, first of all, it takes a lot to admit that, okay? Number one. Number two, I could tell, dog, he was too pressed. Like, it was like, they could do it in interviews, they'd be like, yeah, man, so, you know, this is like your third injury this season already, you know, you think about maybe sitting it down. He's like, well, if I could just run 100 yards and a full sprint on Friday practice, then I feel like I could play. Like, that doesn't even make sense.
Right.
Being a quarterback is way harder than that. Like, you're going to have to do way more than just run one uninterrupted 100-yard dash. You're going to be running for your life, switching directions. Like, have you seen the line? Like, yeah, dog. It was obvious what had to happen, bro. So.
And it also goes back to that thing where calling somebody a nigger,
mm-hmm,
is a lot nicer than killing dogs in it the is. NFL. And they still hate Michael Vick for that. And when those defense see him, all they think about is a puppy killer on the other side.
Because
they do not go out the Foles the same way they do Vick.
Dude, it's like we don't even run the same plays. I can't even tell. I'm like, what happened to the offensive line? But I have heard throughout his career that Vick is harder to block for offensive linemen. Because it's like sometimes you just don't know where he's at. So you have to let somebody go because you might get called for holding.
I guess.
Yeah, whatever. We winning, and I don't care.
Look, this one, you're a true fan to come out, because normally you were like, man, I hate to see that happen to a player,
yeah,
somebody I like.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're like, fuck it, we winning. Fuck, yeah, everybody to get hurt as long as we keep winning.
Oh, yeah. I already said that I'll be racist for this. Like, I will support racism if it wins the Eagles game.
But you two more wins from saying we back.
Yeah.
We back in your face, Eagles.
Oh, I'll be so ignorant.
Crip walk in your face.
Don't let us beat the Saints this weekend in the cold. Don't let it happen. Cause I'm gonna be ignorant about it and probably end up losing some premium people and shit. Like, I'm from New Orleans, but it's too good. We're not supposed to be, everything we're doing right now is house money. We're not supposed to be here. Like, the beginning of this season compared to now, I was like, oh, if we can just go, 7-9, show some progress, from last year, maybe, compete for the division, but we probably won't win it. To being in the playoffs, I'm good.
And then they had y'all last. They had Cowboys first, Redskins, mm-hmm. Giants, and then y'all.
They were shitting on us, bro. It was getting pretty bad. But then this game got real scary near the end because, like, Foles fumbled at one point. Then, like, he had a play where he could have, they were running another screen. Shout out to Chip Kelly. I don't know why he didn't realize these screens weren't working, bro. It was like they called like 12 screens and maybe one of them worked.
Shady calls those.
That must be what it is, because them shits wasn't working, dog.
Shady's like, look, I need some more yards. I'm trying to get this bonus.
So they tried to run the screen. He got blown up. Like, no, it wasn't working. And Nick Foles slid down in bounds to keep the clock running. And that shit probably won us the game to a certain extent, man. Like, it was one of those Mike Vick would have just thrown a pick right there. And,
intentional grounded. That, yeah. Or intentional grounded.
Right, right. He would have did, or he would have got hit real hard and got knocked unconscious. Yep. Trying to make something happen. And Nick Foles, like, lit a fight another day. And it wasn't the most glamorous decision, but it worked.
Man, he plays Madden like you should play.
Right. Throw it away.
You know what I mean? Like, he plays Madden, yeah, like you should play.
Yeah.
Have you ever played Madden in a tournament?
Yeah.
And you, like, 3-minute quarters, and it's like, fuck, I have to throw 40-yard passes every time.
Right.
Because if I try to stick to the traditional running game that I like to play when I'm playing these long-ass online versions, I might score, I might not. And I'm only going to have the ball once.
Right.
Oh, tournament's the worst. Good for you, Nick Foles. Play IQ is so underrated.
Five NFL teams fired their coaches on Monday. Black Monday, they're calling it. Why? I don't know. I guess, it would have been Black Monday if they fired a lot of black coaches, but they only fired one. So, speaking of him, Leslie Frazier got fired. They fucking coward. What a coward. Coward ass coward.
I couldn't figure out why he got fired.
Yeah, I don't.
What
I don't
did
know.
You want him to do with that team?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who wanted him to do what with that team?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what were they expecting? Like, this is the reason Adrian Peterson won't be there.
Yeah, I think he should get fired because he gotta get fired because of the Freeman debacle, dog. Now, I know that probably didn't come from him, like, to, like, pay the money to get the dude, but starting him that night?
That was the proof of point.
But that nigga didn't know no plays?
That was the proof of point.
That's one of the top five funniest NFL games I've ever seen in my life,
that,
dude.
That was the proof of point. Because you notice he never played again, yeah, and he was never mentioned again. That was a coach proving a point. That was like, oh, so y'all, even though I'm telling y'all not to go get him, you go get him anyway.
It was Sunday night too, so the whole world saw. Like, if that was the proof of point, maybe that's why he got fired. Cause they were just like, nah, you're not going to be embarrassing us on national TV by running this dude out here without knowing no plays. This nigga didn't know no plays. Got a concussion and no one could tell because he had been playing so bad the whole time. They just thought he was still playing bad.
It's proof of point, man.
Then he got that concussion test after. He's like, yeah, I had a concussion after like the third quarter.
Coach probably knew.
Nobody could tell.
Coach probably knew. Coach was like, nope, get on back out there,
stay
boy.
In. Stay in. Coach, I feel like I'm seeing. Yeah, just stay in.
Huh? I can't.
Yeah.
Huh?
You know the plays.
Huh?
This nigga Josh Freeman out there drawing plays in the dirt. Yeah, you go left by the milk carton. And you go straight. You just go, Hail Mary, man. I'm going to look for you.
He called it traditional. You go post.
Man, remember, man, my favorite part was, I think it was the fourth quarter. Because for some reason, they still were kind of in the game by like maybe one or two scores or something. Man, this nigga threw a pass that went over Greg Jennings' head so hard. Greg Jennings couldn't even pretend to be like, what? He just looked like, what the fuck are you doing? What's wrong with you?
Nah, man, Greg should have jumped up and got some of those passes, man. He was just looking at them sail over his head.
Greg went and got them shits for Matt Castleboy, but he was like, look at this dude. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, what play did you think it was? That's what I want to know. Like,
man,
oh,
Freeman really wanted to go there and be like, wait, why am I passing ball? I thought I could just get here and hand the ball off to Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
Like, why are we running up? Why are we drawing up any pass plays?
Greg Schiano got fired.
You know,
good riddance.
I once had a job where I showed up a quarter of the time per week. Mm-hmm. You know, I was supposed to work 5 days a week, 40 hours a week, and I showed up a quarter of that time.
Right.
I kept it for about a year. He kept his for about a season, so.
Yeah, it makes sense. People were like, man, maybe they're giving up too early. This is the dude that slandered Josh Freeman to get him out of there. He was dropping the same kind of rumors that Mike Shanahan was dropping on his players. You don't need that in your locker room. That's a coach that makes disharmony.
He was getting ready to blame the Mercer on Freeman.
He was literally,
that was the next step. He started bringing out medical records.
This dude said Josh Freeman failed a drug test. And then people went and checked, and it was for like Ritalin or some shit. Or Adderall.
Yep.
No. You don't do that. You don't do that. Like, he purposely kept it vague, too, just so people would... Hey, you know Josh Freeman on coke, right?
Nope.
Josh Freeman on that shit now. Josh Freeman smoked crack. Yeah, a lot of people don't know this. Then you go do a little bit of research. It's like, yeah, man, he had ADD, you know. He's been diagnosed with that for years. Oh, so he's not a crackhead? No, he's not.
Which was crazy because that messed up some of their trade options.
Right, it fucked up. Like, they probably could have moved him for something. And instead, I think they had to cut him, and he got picked up on waivers or something like that.
The Jets would have got him. That was right when Sanchez had got hurt.
Geno was acting stupid.
The Eagles maybe would have looked at him just because he could run a little bit.
Yep. The Browns fired Rod Chudzinski, who basically proved that Cam Newton is the man. Got that dude a job as an offensive genius. Got to the Browns and they said, bye, nigga. You ain't got Cam no more. It's actually a little more difficult, isn't it? A little more difficult.
You think he calling Cam now?
Yeah. He called, hey, Cam, hey, man, it's Rob. How you doing, man? You good? Okay.
Oh, yeah, we good down here in Carolina, baby.
You guys preparing for the, playoffs that I see? Listen, I was just wondering, are y'all hiring? Cause, like, you know, I don't know if you've been watching the news, man, but I just kind of like lost my job. I mean, you know, if y'all need an offensive coordinator, I can always come back and help you, man. You know, we could do like we did last year. A whole bunch of, badly timed run plays with horrible zone blocking.
Yep.
We could do some more of those, you know, long passes where we don't have any receivers that actually can go out that far and get the ball.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do any press conferences.
We could run the ball with you 57 times, you know, 70.
That's whatever you want, Cam.
Yeah, what you trying to do, man?
Make you happy.
Yeah, Cam, like, nah, man, I got to go.
You need a new girlfriend? I can arrange with
yeah. You like, hi, coach. What? We got to play film session. All right, I got to go,
you
man.
Like, you like white women, don't you?
You know, you got that $1 million smile, boy.
Don't you like, you know, Robert, he likes the white women, don't yeah. you?
You know who likes them? Campbell. I just was, you're a black quarterback. I was just coaching Jason Campbell. Jim Schwartz got fired for failing to reach the playoffs.
I mean, it's not that, like, it's an easy thing to do.
Also, I mean, people were like, well, Detroit is an undisciplined team. And that's what this really is about. Is it? I think Detroit did become more disciplined under Schwartz. Because
yep.
I don't think y'all niggas forget when he got there, and Ndamukong Suh was out there stomping niggas in the nuts. The
body slamming.
Folks. And shit after the play. Like, I don't remember seeing too much about Sue the whole year, really.
How about this even? People actually started coming to the games.
Yeah. Yeah, in Detroit of all places.
Because they was talking about moving the team to L.A. They were on the front line to get moved to L.A.
Like, when he got there, it was like a routine every week off the field. Somebody did a crime. You know what I mean? They had that one dude, crazy nigga, that named himself Young Senior. Like, I don't know, man. I feel like people, I'm not saying he deserved to come back, whatever. I'm just saying, it's funny that the critique was, well, it's his fault they weren't disciplined. Like, I don't think it was, man. I really think they got more discipline. They might have needed more time, but I think the real problem here is Matthew Stafford. He overrated, y'all. I mean, he got the biggest cheat code in the NFL, in my opinion.
Yep.
even over my homie, AJ Green, who, y'all know how I feel about AJ Green. Y'all know how I feel. But Calvin motherfucking Johnson, nigga Megatron, you don't even have to be accurate if you have Megatron. Just throw it over, just toss it up there, dog. He'll go get it. So it, like, that's shameful, man. Matthew Stafford be having mediocre seasons with the best fucking wide receiver possibly in NFL history when it's all said and done.
And let's not act like they're in a weak conference too.
Yeah.
Like, they got Green Bay in their conference.
Green Bay went 8-7-1.
Chicago in their conference.
Yeah, they had a terrible year.
8-8. And then Minnesota. So they was third in the conference. So let's not act like they just was playing, you know, Green Bay twice a year, Chicago twice a year.
And Matthew Stafford didn't miss any games. You know, so you can't even put it on that, man. He's overrated, bruh. But hey, y'all done paid him now, so what you gonna do? All right, let's talk about stories. We got a bunch of stories, man. Bill O'Brien is the new coach for Texas.
Get that money. That's all I can say.
Yeah. He's a white dude.
Oh, we knew that.
He's a protege of Bill Belichick, which means the Houston Texans are going to be sorry. They're going to be sorry as shit. Bill Belichick's coaching staff, his coaching tree, is always horrible.
Yep. You know why, though? Because it's only one good cameraman.
Exactly.
Several coaches.
You can't know all the plays all the time. Now you gotta go set up your own spygate. It's hard. Like, that's the thing that, like, if you really want a good Bill Belichick protege, hire the cameraman.
Yep.
Remember he got blackballed out the league. They should be hiring this nigga every week.
Was that Notre Dame or Penn State that had the cameraman that died during practice?
That was Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. Like, they was like, you know what? We hadn't been winning a lot lately.
Mm-hmm.
We not in the conference, really. We need some good cameramen out here. And Charlie Weiss.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what he know?
Yep, former. Former out the Bill Belichick tree.
Right, like, he knew the system.
He was trying to get them W's.
And he was getting the cameraman practice. He was like, no, you practicing too. Like,
yeah, go up there in the stands and practice looking at the team and figuring out the plays. Then you give me that at the end of the day, and we'll see how good you did. But yeah, Bill Belichick proteges are no go for me. Non-starter, wouldn't do it. Cam Newton says the opponent in the playoffs for the Panthers January 12th doesn't matter.
Them tickets selling out in less than 2 hours, did though. They opened up the tickets at like 10 o'clock that morning.
Mm-hmm.
Gone by 12.
Cam said it don't matter because we got to worry about us. We don't know who the fuck we going to be playing. What we do know is who's going to be playing on our team. So we either got to play New Orleans we either got to play the Eagles or 49ers Green Bay.
Who do you want to play? If you was the Panthers.
If I was the Panthers, I would want to play the Saints at home.
Yep. Good call.
That's what I want. So I would hope that the Saints somehow would they have to wait 2 weeks for that? Let me think.
It's not Saints, they don't play this Sunday.
Yeah, the Saints play the Eagles. So let's say the Saints beat the Eagles. And I think if the Saints win, the Panthers play the winner of the 49ers or Green Bay. I would rather play Green Bay at home. Or actually, I'm not scared of the 49ers or Green Bay. I guess for Green Bay would be the weakest, so I would go with Green Bay. Like, I don't believe in Aaron Rodgers the way other people do. I still think his arm is healing, and I still think that they didn't look crisp.
Yeah, one get hit.
Yeah, right. And I'm willing to wager that the Panthers defense can get a hit on them.
Yep. And it was like 20 degrees in Charlotte this morning. It's going to be cold.
Yeah.
Next week. Not this Sunday, but the following Sunday. It's going to be cold.
Yeah, so I would go with, I would want to see the Packers probably.
Hit that ground one good time.
I think the Eagles are the scariest team in the playoffs. I mean, you know, if they get beat, they're that team that if they get beat 35-7, I won't be shocked. If I'm just like, oh yeah, of course, they're the Eagles. Or if they just whoop somebody's ass 35-7, I wouldn't be shocked either. You know what I mean? I'd be like, well, the Eagles do go off like that sometimes. So it just depends on what team shows up.
Yeah, I'm obviously going for Seattle.
Yeah. But Seattle's a beast.
They got a break this week. This week is the Eagles.
Saints.
49ers,
Green Bay.
San Diego and Cincinnati. And Indy and Kansas City.
Yeah.
So for your former coach, Andy Reid, this is where he's really going to earn his money. He's going to show Indy.
That game is in Indy, by the way.
Yeah.
That's like, didn't see that coming. I thought the Chiefs was going to get that home field advantage for at least a game in the playoffs.
After that Denver loss?
Yep.
Rest of their season.
Never would have seen. Jay Cutler got 7 years, though. Cut dog.
I mean,
7 years from the Bears.
Privilege, man.
Can I just say Bears fans are like talking to a chick that's been cheated on by every man she's ever dated?
Yep.
Because I was like, Jay Cutler getting a 7-year deal is a testament to how bad the NFL quarterback position is and how bad it has historically been for the Bears. These niggas was mad as shit.
Jamarcus Russell still out there.
How could you say that? He's the best. He's one of the best quarterbacks the Bears ever had. I'm like, right. But he's still Jay Cutler, which means y'all have never had a good quarterback. He's Jay Cutler. He's terrible and horribly overrated and definitely not a nigga you want for 7 years. And how, you know what? And it's like, as I was saying that, the Bears knew themselves that it was a terrible signing because they released like through leaks that the deal wasn't really that expensive and that it's backloaded. So he probably won't even play the whole 7 years. Why are you releasing that on the day you signed the deal? Because you know it's a bad deal.
Yep.
You trying to convince your fans like, hey, don't be mad, y'all. We probably won't pay them all the money anyway.
I know one person who was going about their money, and that's Julius Peppers. Mm-hmm. And when he seen that, I guarantee you he called his agent immediately. And they had a conversation about him holding out.
He going to be up in the office like, but I'm actually good. Like, I'm good in my job.
Right.
Like, I mean, that's cool. Y'all paid the white dude, and that's right. But I'm good. Like, I don't miss games and then have my backup come in and be better than me. Right. I don't do that. Like, if I miss the game, y'all could tell.
You know he going to be holding out next year.
Yeah, he going to have to. The NFL had to extend wild card sales for tickets because Green Bay, the Colts, and Cincinnati were having a hard time selling out tickets, man. They all came 3,000 seats short about selling out tickets, which would have meant that the games would have had a television blackout.
Yep, blackouts.
So thank goodness. I'm assuming it's going to get taken care of, but that's crazy.
Nobody wants to watch those games.
People are like, this is legitimately horrible football. And this
weather,
is kind of
horrible football weather.
That too. Yeah. I'm going to have to watch terrible teams playing the cold. Not to mention, and this is one of the things people don't talk about, football is better on TV than in real person.
Yep. Yeah.
And lastly, this is what happens when you make the league too competitive. While it's cute for the regular season, by the time you get to the playoffs, you're not really seeing elite teams play. in this wild card round, you're seeing a bunch of teams that have huge flaws and inconsistency and play very mediocre football, try to play for you know, to get to the next round. It's not exciting to think about Green Bay trying to, you know, like, ooh, we're gonna get to see you know, Green Bay and the 49ers in 2 degrees chucking it up there. Nah.
You couldn't sell me on going to a game anyway when it's like it rained during the Panther game last week, and it was a great game.
Right.
And I was in my slippers, and I was like, man, these shoes are comfortable.
Yeah.
It sucks to be out there in that rain right now.
No one's pouring beer on me. No one's harassing me for not rooting for whatever the fuck they rooting for. Nobody taking their fucking shirt off in my house unless it's me.
Yep.
Like, I like my house. It's air conditioned. There's no big ass nasty bugs flying around. No drunk white people just randomly walking through. Like,
yep.
This is a good time.
And I don't feel awkward because I'm not wearing any Carolina Panthers to get to the game.
Yeah. And I can rewind it.
Yep.
Like, I can't do that in real life. Like, oh man, rewind that. I want to look at what was going on with Cam on that.
Have you been to a Panther game?
Yeah, I've been to a couple.
Have you bought a beer while at the Panther game?
Yeah.
High as fuck. Those beers are almost
$10. Oh yeah, that's the other thing. If I want a beer, I don't have to stand in a line in my refrigerator, and it doesn't cost me $75 markup on that fucking beer.
Which they don't sell after the third quarter.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fuck that. Not to mention that long ass walk through all the tailgating motherfuckers and shit. Fuck all that, man.
I don't know if y'all, for people that's not in the area, but these Panther games, good parking,
$50. $50, dog.
$50. And that's still a walk.
Right. I once paid $30 thinking I was close. Nope. I'm like, this gotta be close. $30. Nope. I paid $30, got the car. I was like, yeah, now you just want to watch 17 blocks that way. I was like, what the fuck? Where are we at? I'm like, oh man, I hate going to games in person. Lovie Smith is the Bucks coach. So, Shirley Wong got to let us know how she feel about that. Shirley, you know, write the show. Let us know how you feel about having the pure African black man as a coach now. One thing we do know about Lovie, not a snake in the grass, doesn't talk to media. So you don't have to worry about any more reports.
Yep. And he got credentials. He won.
Yeah. And he makes his team play defense, and y'all need that. So maybe y'all don't have to get rid of Darrell Revis anymore, you know, since y'all might run plays that benefit him.
Yep. Shirley, you can actually be proud to be a Bucks fan.
Mm-hmm.
But just, this also means you have to actually go to work.
Yeah, unfortunately. A bunch of news for the NBA. Brooke Lopez got surgery, out for the year. Oh, Nets.
Man.
The Brooklyn Nets are hilarious, man.
Can we just say that Jay-Z saw it coming and got out of time? Can we give him more props, another round of applause or something for Jay? Like he saw that coming, because if he was there, they'd have blamed all of it on him.
He always be ahead of the trend, dog. He got off of them jerseys in time.
He left the Rock and made it the new Rock. Rock La Familia.
Yep.
Like, he got rid of Dame. Like.
Yeah, my new shit now is, I feel like every time you bring up how sorry the Nets are, you just gotta put on your headphones and drown it out like KG in that commercial. And pretend like it's not happening. You like that's my new thing. That's my new sign for denial. It's KG putting on them headphones, trying to ignore people saying the truth that he's sorry. So yeah, when Brooke Lopez done for the season. Sitting up there like everybody. You can tell everybody, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
But we actually don't have a first round pick next year, and our team is like, we wouldn't even make the playoffs if it started right now. And KG, you're now averaging like 9 points a game.
You can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
Motherfucking man.
Your coach had to fake spilling something on the ground so y'all can get a timeout because he's such a bad clock management. And he fired the only competent person on the staff, demoted him to pushing papers because he was challenging his authority because he was like, what the fuck are you doing? And y'all are still sorry and y'all are old. Paul Pierce is actually looking like an old version of Paul Pierce, which is amazing considering Paul Pierce has always looked like an old version of Paul Pierce. Deron Williams is the most overrated point guard in the league and messing it up for light-skinned people. Every day that he gets on the court.
We got Shane Larkin. We good.
Yeah, they got Shane Larkin now, so they can move on to a new light-skinned point guard.
We got Golden State Warriors. We good.
Mm-hmm.
We got Tony Parker. We good without
him. Got Michael Carter Williams.
Yep. We good without him right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but they don't even need him no more. Y'all got Joe Johnson as y'all clutch score that hits game-winning shots.
He averaging, what, 18, 16 points? Jared Wallace was doing it.
Yeah, Joe Johnson's better than all of y'all. So I don't think a team with Joe Johnson is even going to make the playoffs, let alone be a contender like everybody thought y'all were going to be. KG, can you just take off the headphones for a second? KG, listen. Hey.
Huh?
KG.
Huh?
Look,
Cheerios.
I'm trying to. No, listen. Man, I'm saying.
Cheerios. What? You want some honey nut Cheerios?
Maybe you should sit every other game, man. That's what, you know, maybe Jason Kidd was right. You should sit every other game because,
you
know.
But you got cancer or something? You like a cancer patient.
Shouldn't be. What? KG, what are you being such an asshole about this, man? Listen, I'm just trying to help you out.
Motherfucker, don't you know I'm from South Carolina, bitch?
I'm saying if you wait. Listen, KG.
I'm saying I would grab your testicles.
Listen, if you don't put. Are those tattoos on your skin? What is this on your skin? Oh, Nick, you got tattoos?
What? That's why your wife is magically delicious.
What? Oh, okay. All right, KG, listen. I'm just saying we're going to have to start sitting you on the back-to-back games, like on the second.
I'm just saying, man. Why don't you go slap your wife and stop trying to coach?
KG, don't put the headphones on. Don't put that. KG, listen.
Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man.
KG.
Why don't you go get that lint out of Paul Pierce's mouth?
I'm just trying to. Let me coach this team. You know what? Lawrence, you fired. You demoted to getting coffee. This your fault. This ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm the man now.
Low key, Jason Kidd does keep the lint out of Paul Pierce's mouth now.
That was the cool.
White salty stuff.
Someone needed to do it. It's good to see it. But yeah, Brook Lopez is done. 25-year-old, the youngest dude on the team. Also, he was there when they were losing all them games, so it's not like he mattered much.
They still mad at Ray Allen, though, for leaving.
Yeah, that's what's so funny. Them niggas had to have a sit-down because they was looking stupid. Like, we got traded. It was different. Yeah, well, you know what the difference is? Y'all losing. Y'all should have did what Ray did.
Should have went with Ray. Y'all, they needed a big man, Garnett.
You could have been the Greg Oden of the team. Now look at you. Greg smiling. Saving them knees for the playoffs.
You and Juwan could have went to the suit man.
Greg saving them seven games. Loving them knees. Them hot ass knees. He just sitting up there like, I'm good. Greg, you want to shoot around? Don't want to waste the game.
Man, you know what happened though? LeBron was like, well, since I don't have my real dad in my life, I'm going to call my TV dad and get him a job and a check.
They trying to make sure. I feel like it wasn't even LeBron. I feel like it was Spoelstra and motherfucking Riley. How are we going to keep LeBron here? You know, he got a teammate that he can't respect because he doesn't know how to handle his business off the court. And LeBron is about family values, okay?
Yep.
So we already know that the person who got him here is not going to be able to keep him here. And he's old and he's terrible. So Dwayne Wade is out of question. Okay. We got Mario Chalmers on the team. LeBron about beat his ass the other day. He don't even like talking to him. All right. Little brother, my ass. So we can't use that. The only dudes, you know, we got Chris Bosh here, but you know, Chris even looking like he might go. He's a dude that scored 0 points in the seventh game of the finals last year. Like, I don't think we could keep LeBron here. I mean, what can we do?
We're going to keep Joel Anthony so that way Joel had the worst headline.
You got to keep Joel so for the headline.
It'll distract some of the jokes.
But we need to come up with a psychological advantage. I mean, I'm looking at this dude like, what does LeBron need in his life? I mean, wait a minute. Isn't his mother dating a rapper? that makes a rap videos about how he's fucking LeBron James' mother? He needs a daddy. Mm-hmm. Get Greg Oden on the phone. You get me Greg Oden doctor on the phone. They don't call Greg Oden directly. You get me Greg Oden's doctor on the phone. I want to talk to him right now. How many games can I get out of them knees? I don't need him to play a lot.
Can he travel with the team?
Yeah. Can he get on a flight? One flight every 2 weeks. Can he get on one flight every 2 weeks?
You're saying he needs a special chair?
Yeah.
Cool. We still have, we'll get a chair. We know a guy.
They be making Greg give LeBron gifts and shit. Now, I want you to walk in here and give him these shoes, okay? Just put your arm around him. And, what are you doing in your basketball clothes? No, you put the sweater on. Put the sweater on. Yeah, you can walk up to him. Put these jeans on. Yeah, you walk in there and you put your arms around him. You say, son, I just wanted you to have this and let you know that we care about you here. That's all you got to say.
As an organization, they are known for trolling people.
Yeah, I think they can psychologically use this to an advantage to have LeBron fulfill the father figure that he never had in his life through basketball with Greg Oden. It makes perfect sense, Justin.
And if you think they're not great at it and playing in the head, they got rid of Stan Van Gundy.
Right.
After he won the championship.
Right.
After he won.
Think about it.
He just won.
Yep. It's amazing. Pat Riley is a beast, dog. Al Horford's out for the season, too. But it's for the Hawks, so nobody cares.
Yeah, sorry, Atlanta. Dirty Birds, though. I mean, y'all still got that. You know, A-Town down.
Yeah, Al Horford was having a good season, man. But he's one of those dudes that, he's the guy that I thought LaMarcus Aldridge, I thought he would be doing what LaMarcus Aldridge is doing now. Like at some point in his career, like he would just make that leap.
It's because didn't he win a championship?
Was it in Connecticut
or Florida? I mean, college?
Yeah, in Florida, yes.
And that's why.
Yeah, I just thought he had the leap, man. And, he don't have it.
He in Atlanta, man. Do you have to really?
That's really what it is.
Jeff Teague getting shots now, though. More shots for him.
Yeah. And you know he loves those. Loves those. Nigga shot my cousin off the team. I hate that dude. Man, you know how frustrating it is to watch? It's so frustrating to watch Jeff Teague when Anthony was on the court with him. Cause Anthony be wide the fuck open, man. This nigga be driving on five people. Like, it's my turn to get this shot off.
That's why Al never passes the ball.
Yeah, every turn is Jeff T's turn to shoot the ball, man. I hate that dude. God damn. This dude is shooting. My cousin was leading the NBA in 3-point shooting percentage for like 2 years. And this nigga is like, I can hit with three people on me. Why would I pass to you?
Yep.
God, I hate him, man. Fuck him and fuck the Hawks.
Yep. No disrespect.
No disrespect intended, man. But what a shit organization. The fuck was the point of that? I'm just glad my cousin got paid. I used to watch them games and turn it off and be like, at least he getting the check, dog.
Yep.
Just keep getting the millions, bruh. Like, you gonna get back on a team where you could, like, get more meaningful minutes with niggas that know you can shoot.
Man, did they not see how Derrick Curry helped teams later on in their career?
I don't understand. Just throw the fucking ball. He wide open. Like, if anything, it'll help you down the stretch because then motherfuckers will be like, I can't triple team you. Jeff Teague was out there like, I got these moves. I got these moves I've been working on.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you how to do. Look, through the legs. One, two, three. One, two, three, four. Cross over.
Wake Forest, man. That's another reason why I don't like Wake Forest.
Me too, man. Oh, the best player they ever had out of there is Justin Gray, as far as I'm concerned.
Yep. Muggsy. No slander to Muggsy.
Yeah, no slander to Muggsy, but of course, fuck Tim Duncan and fuck Coach Paul.
Yep. Cliff is better anyway. Cliff Paul is way better.
Cliff actually assists people and help them and don't hit them in the nuts.
Right.
Like with that rain, he'll throw them a couple umbrellas in the rain and take care of them like a good neighbor. So.
Could you imagine having to have a conversation with Chris Paul, but you got to hold your balls at the same time?
Right.
How awkward is that? Every conversation you have to hold your dick.
That's terrible, man. I almost just made a joke about his dead grandfather, and I just want you guys to know that I didn't. Took the high road.
Well, I'm glad you stopped, because that was next for me.
Yeah, yeah. I was just got to do it, and I said no.
It was next.
Not gonna do that. James Dolan talked to the team. Slander. That slander was about to get so out of control. You think people was mad about that Dwayne Wade shit? Oh my god, niggas all in my mentions about that Dwayne Wade shit. Guess what, bitches? I was right. Fuck you.
I'm glad they go to you with that. They leave me alone.
Yeah, someone brought it up like to me on Twitter. Like, yeah, man, you know Dwayne Wade. Y'all went kind of hard on him. I was like, do you know what that nigga did? Like, just went on a rant. And people was all in my timeline and shit. My mentions like, no, can't talk about that. She is crazy. I had to go through the whole thing all over again and shit. And then, 24 hours later, the news broke and, I can't find any of them niggas. Where y'all at? What you was arguing all day?
Right.
What happened?
Thought y'all had D-Wade back.
Now you don't want to talk about it no more? We good?
I almost literally can't. I'm gonna hold off and wait till you bring it up.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wait till you bring it up.
Yeah, I got it. I'm saving it. It's coming. James Dolan talked to the Knicks. Why? Why waste your breath? Why? Just stay out of the locker room, man. Yep. Okay? Just don't go around them niggas. You don't come from this. Just, he gathered the team so he could talk to them after they lost 29 points to Oklahoma City. No. Y'all are 9-19. At the time, and J.R. Smith, you actually let this nigga put his little brother on the team. You don't get to have any more decisions.
I think he finally got cut from the D-League team.
Yeah, he finally got cut. They said he was the worst player in the summer league.
Right. I want to know, unless he had to show up to the locker room and was like, I thought this was a no smoking facility. Why are you guys smoking cigarettes? We're not smoking cigarettes.
Why?
When did we? Obviously, some type of smoke smell. Yeah, some
type of product.
some type of strong punch.
Is that a Black Mountain? Is that a cigar? What's the smell?
It's nothing. Why are you in here?
The other thing too that people are talking about is that you know the Knicks are probably gonna lose Carmelo Anthony after all this shit anyway, so. It's no way out for them. They're gonna be terrible for quite some time at this rate. So good luck with that, bro. No amount of speeches is gonna help.
They got rid of all their talent to get him.
Tony Parker and Boris Diaw must have got in trouble because they had some pictures that were published that said they had made anti-Semitic gestures.
I can believe that coming from Diaw.
I can't believe it because Diaw seems to be so laid back, you know. Like,
he does.
Does he know? Did he know that it was gonna be, you know, perceived this way?
I'll say this: it's a guy we play ball with at the YMCA that consistently talks about, you know, how he knows Diaw, you know, that sort of thing, and you know, things that he's just basically that Diaw actually hangs out with him outside of. Like, just basketball reasons.
Yeah.
And I would never hang out with that guy outside of just showing up for the court. And I don't know that if he was like, Jay, you know, join the league with me or let's ball over here, I'd be like, nah, I'm good. Like, just because he's the one inviting me.
Yeah, I don't know what this gesture means, by the way. But apparently, they make, it's called, what is it? The Jewish human rights group Simon Wiesenthal Center is demanding an apology for San Antonio superstar Tony Parker for repeatedly making a neo-Nazi hand gesture.
They know it.
Is this the neo-Nazi hand gesture? I thought the neo-Nazi joint was like that. It's like this now?
They got other ones. That's the Hail Hitler one. You
yeah, I thought that was the one that was the shit that you don't do.
But Hitler was just probably the most famous Nazi. But he didn't start... Well, he started. He wasn't the first one. He wasn't the originator of that. He took somebody else's idea.
The offensive hand gesture is called the Quinnell gesture. Right arm extended towards the ground, palm open, and other one bent across the chest, touching his right upper arm. The gesture has been labeled as a reversed Nazi salute, made famous a few years by Duodon, a French comedian from African background who was under fire in France for his repeated use of the symbol.
And I was getting ready to say, they from France. They know better than anybody about how Germans feel about, I mean, not Germans, but about the German culture.
Yeah.
And anything that's disrespectful.
But reverse Nazi salute, like you can't even do, like wouldn't that be the opposite of a Nazi salute? I don't know.
It's a way to keep your racism on the low.
Yeah, apparently President Obama did this with Jay-Z and Beyonce. And this is, I don't know. Anyway, them niggas got in trouble, but they both said, I don't know what y'all talking about, so they good. Russell Westbrook is out through the All-Star break, getting a little nervous about him. It was just swelling in the knee. But, you know, take it easy, man. Don't rush back. Y'all not going to win a championship. Don't make the same mistake D. Rose made, okay?
Well, we know.
Coming back and trying to play too early. Now, I know what you guys are saying, but Rod, didn't he take, like, 2 years off and then come back? Right. He's supposed to wait till LeBron James is out of Miami or his contract is up. Because there's no fucking way he's winning a championship as long as either one of those two things is in place. So, I mean, two of those things are in place. So, he got to wait for something to change, and then he can win. So, yeah, he came back too early. And so did Russell Westbrook. Russ got to wait till he can get out of Oklahoma City and go play with LeBron, or until LeBron gets a weaker team.
Man, he clearly knows Durant not stable enough. Durant said he don't even care about winning anymore.
Yeah, I ain't forgot.
He said, I'm not trying.
Yeah.
Who wants to play with a guy that's not going to try?
I care too much about winning. And now I was trying to be the best. That was my problem. That's your problem, bro. That's your problem.
Suicide watch now, though.
Yeah, you worked too hard. Luol Deng returned to the Bulls. Good to see he's off the Ebola. The Cavs were apparently talking a trade with Andrew Bonham to the Lakers for Paul Gasol. But the deal apparently stalled. So
yeah, because he got put off the team.
I wonder if part of the thing that stalled the deal is the alleged rumors that Andrew Bonham fucked somebody's wife, one of the coach's wives. Cause I feel like that would stall any deal that I had going. you're not fucking my wife, dog. Like, we gotta have some standards and some rules here, man. Like, you got to say no to that, man.
Hey, how many times you think him and Jeannie, hung out after practice?
I don't know, man. But
Gina was like, you can work late, Phil. I'm going to hang around the stadium, too. I'll be up in my office.
Phil, like, I want to watch. You know what's crazy, too, though, is what's wrong with Cleveland, man? Like, they need more shit to do. People go to Cleveland and immediately start fucking family members of people on the team.
Yo, they had to know this dude was a problem when he refused to work out for them.
You should have known he was a problem when he went through the Sam Jackson hairline, like haircut lineup in fucking the 76. This nigga had 17 styles of hair in 1 year, man.
He doesn't even like basketball.
He's right.
He doesn't even like
And it's been obvious for years.
He'd rather bowl.
Like, I mean, I know Kobe was wrong for saying he didn't want to play with him and to get Jason Kidd instead. But he was kind of right. He was wrong, but he kind of had a point. We all knew it. Like, that nigga don't like playing basketball. You just got to deal with it,
Kobe. What did this coach's wife look like? Because I always imagine all the coaches always being old as fuck.
Yeah.
And all their wives. I mean, except for Tyronn Lue. He's like the youngest coach in history.
Yeah.
But outside of him, all the coaches are old. Like, what is his wife? How old is his wife?
Does Andrew Bonham have a wife?
Man, he fucking everything out here right now. He
just out in these streets, man.
He out here living. He enjoying that young boy life at 35.
At this point, it's no secret that Andrew Bonham will probably never play another game for the Cavaliers. The mystery is in the details, though. No one has really made it clear just what Bonham did suddenly to be removed from the team for conduct detrimental. A report from Hip Hop Wired on December 30th alleges that Bonham's offense may be an affair with the wife of assistant coach Jamal Mosley.
Oh, I got to pull a picture of him up.
I got to go look up Jamal Mosley and his wife. Because, see, the thing is, one, I want to see how young Jamal Mosley look. Oh, this nigga look kind of young, bro.
Spell this Jamal Mosley, because it's not
Oh, it's spelled ghetto. J-A-M-A-H-L.
H-L.
Why we got to put the H in there, dog? Mosley, M-O-S-L-E-Y. He a pretty young looking dude, man. He's been the assistant coach, since July 2010.
Damn, he ain't even been on the team long.
Yeah, dog. They already running up. You share that girl already.
I'm seeing quite a few chicks.
On
here with him.
With Jamal Mosley, you mean?
Yep.
Oh, maybe. I don't know, but, Let's see, if you put Jamal Mosley married,
I put wife.
We'll just put married and see if I can find a picture of his wife. Oh, I see this one. With
I know, that's the one I was looking at.
A woman's legs wrapped around Andrew Bonham. That ain't good. And that's the first time I've seen this nigga smile in forever. Oh, no, sir. I put this in the chat. I hope this ain't his wife, bro, because... That, oh, my God. If that's your wife, bro? Oh, man. Oh, my God, man. No. Oh, my God.
Don't get mad at me. I don't love him. I fuck him. I don't chase him. I duck him. I replace him with another one. I had to see. She keep calling me big. And my name is JC. She was all of my dicks. Gradually, I'm taking over your bitch. Taking over your shit. Got my feet up on your sofas, man. I need posters with my open hand. You coming home to
all right. People saying this picture is from the Playboy Mansion. So this is not really his dude's wife.
The picture still emphasizes how Bonham out here living life right now, though.
Yeah, Bonham don't care about no. That's probably when his knee was hurt. He don't give a fuck. But, yeah. This is a picture. Christina Anderson, assistant coach Jamal Mosley's wife. Oh, they got a picture of her out here, bro. Oh, man, she's some average looking white chick. Ain't that the way? Man, these NBA niggas love average looking white women, bro. They do not give a fuck, man. They be like, that is my jam, the average looking white woman. I'm about to drop all these sisters for this. God, need me a chick that you could find at any Whole Foods.
Man, I can't.
That's what I'm into.
How long was that meeting, though, when the coach was like, man, this is fucking my wife. He got to go.
Oh, how awkward was that meeting? Because first, you know they didn't do it as soon as they heard. You know they didn't.
Yep.
This dude, right. An assistant coach. He's not even a coach, dog. They was right. Like, hey, can I talk to you for a second? Yeah, meet me in my office. Mike, can I just, can I talk to you? Maybe we should get Andrew in here too. Well, let's not get him involved yet. What's going on? He fucking my wife, man. He fucking my wife. He gotta go.
Well,
we don't know that for sure. I mean, we've all heard, but we don't know for sure that he's fucking your wife. You know, that could be anything going on there. And, we're trying to get him some minutes. We did just get a pretty good deal on him. So just, why don't you just go out there and work with him some more and we'll see what happens. Go out there and apologize to him since you made this accusation without knowing.
No, man.
You gotta apologize, man. I'm sorry. Like, just go out. Matter of fact, I think there's your wife talking to him right now. Just can you just text her and tell her, tell him that you're sorry?
Because we know Mike Brown don't have a back.
Yeah, Mike Brown, like, mm-mm. I'm not getting involved in this. Last time I tried to take a stand for somebody, I lost my job out here fucking with y'all.
In Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. I was the one said LeBron needs to stop bringing his posse. And y'all got mad at me, so fuck it.
Hey, man. Oh, man, I love Andrew Bynum again.
Dog.
I went from, like, man, fuck Bynum because he won't play every game. Remember, I just tell you that. I'm like, man, he won't play consistently. You can tell he's taking games off.
They tried to say it's because he just didn't want to play games no more, play basketball no more. But we've been knowing this nigga ain't want to play basketball for, like, 5 years.
Yeah.
It wasn't that.
Yeah, we knew
that. I believe he fucked that shit. Oh, hold up. At this point, Bynum's suspension has been lifted. He only lost pay for one game, so he's still going to get paid. However, he will still not be suiting up to play any more minutes as a Cavalier. One of the earliest reports of the alleged affair came from my nigga, Robert Latall, who I've interviewed on Medium Talk from Black Sports Online, a.k.a. That Tall. He said he was fucking, man. Rob be breaking that news, nigga. Sleep on Rob. I hate his sight. Nuh-uh, dog. He be breaking that news, and you can't take it away from him.
He had all the shit on him.
Yeah. He be knowing.
Man.
Yeah, fuck with that tone. That nigga be knowing, dog. I don't know how he be knowing, but he be knowing. He be like, oh, that's what it was? He was fucking that girl? All right, let me go type this up. Since that report, Cleveland Cavaliers have reportedly responded and are denying news of an affair, same way they denied the stuff with Delonte West.
Hmm? Yep.
They're calling it just a bad rumor.
Really?
Yeah.
How does that rumor of all rumors get out?
Jamal Mosley is calling it just a bad marriage.
Who is he more mad at, Andrew or his wife?
Yeah, it's got to be, you know what, man? It's probably... Ah, that's good. I don't know. I was gonna say it's gotta be Andrew.
Cause he know his wife ain't shit. You know when your wife ain't shit, you know.
Yeah, he knew the way she was talking to him and shit. Like, he was like, come on, man.
He knew she wasn't shit.
You know, he probably had a couple sit downs where Andrew took him out to get a beer and shit, probably begged him not to fuck his wife and shit.
But.
Hey man, just look out for me, man. Please, can you please not fuck my wife, man?
After two practices, he knew Bynum wasn't shit either.
Yeah.
So who was he more upset with? Cause he knew both of them ain't shit.
And then the reason I believe it is cause they put a quote on the website.
Who quotes rumors?
The Cavs. And they said, please be advised that the report on your website involving Cavs center Andrew Bynum and Cavaliers assistant coach Jamal Mosley and his fiance is entirely not true. They didn't even do that for LeBron with his mom, dog.
Yep.
Like that's damage control. Yeah, it's probably true. No, I mean, what are you going to do?
Nah, how do you show up for practice after that? Are we going to run some sprints, guys?
Yeah, man.
Y'all about to run to your crib real quick.
Yeah, man. Why don't we go ahead and get lined up, everybody? We're going to go ahead and run a train? No, what? No, run a 40. What's wrong with y'all today? Anyway, we're going to run a 40 time. And coach, you all right, man? You look like you're about to cry or something. I'm fine. Y'all just line up, man. Don't worry about me.
Well, he definitely took some time off work.
Yeah, yeah, he had to take a day. he had to take a day, bro. And then, how mad was he when he found out they was paying him anyway? Oh, Nick, because first they suspended him without pay for conduct detrimental, and then they was like, oh, we actually gonna pay him for the whole season. I know he was like, why? You paying him to fuck my wife?
And they always release, especially NBA players like Bynum, they always release what the problem is.
Yeah.
Ask Shiano about releasing information. You know they don't give a fuck.
That one check that he missed, $111,000. That's why she was fucking him. This nigga make more in one game than her husband probably do all year, man.
Yup.
That's his spending money. He'd be like, that dude probably called Jamal Mosley's wife bitch to her face. Hey bitch, what you trying to do tonight? Trying to go out?
He gagged her.
Yeah. Hey bitch, when you get done sucking my dick, can you just tell your husband I'm gonna be late to practice? All right,
he fuck on Mosley sheets,
right? Yeah.
On his bed.
Yeah. Damn, Andrew Bynum, dirty man, dirty ass. it's so dirty. You almost had to respect it. It's a level of dirt. You just like, God damn, this dude don't got no more.
You can't respect it.
And then when they cut him, he was like, I don't even want to play basketball. I don't even want to be here. I don't even care about this. You can't even punish him because you got to pay him. This is one of the worst things ever, man. This is diabolical.
For 2 years.
I don't want to be here anymore. I don't even like basketball. Like, that was his response to, are you fucking the assistant coach's wife? Man, fuck, man. Y'all got it. What does that mean, Andrew? What does that mean? I'm just saying, man. It's whatever.
Oh, man.
Well, anyway, practice at 7, Andrew. Just make sure you're
practice. Time.
Man, I'm not practice. Man, listen. Only thing I'm going to be practicing is fucking this dude's wife. So y'all can either let me go or y'all can just let me keep fucking. Like, I don't care.
I'm about to get this 7-10 split.
Yeah. And now that's the worst part is that Jamal, they probably holding Jamal back from fighting this dude. And he's like, man, I don't care about that bitch.
Yep.
I'm not going. You think I care? I'm just fucking her because I'm stuck here with you.
Ironically, now that he doesn't have to show up for basketball related activities.
Yeah.
He's probably really fucking her right now.
Yeah, see, that's what I was thinking,
no
right?
No disrespect.
But here's, yeah, no disrespect. But here's the thing I was thinking, though. She's in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. He probably just left Cleveland. Like, he probably was like, bye, I hate it here. Like he probably don't even like her, dude.
No. Not Andrew Bynum. Andrew Bynum is the type, you'll see him at the grocery store, shorts on. He'll show up, he'll buy a ticket, show up at the game just to come watch the game. Like when they play the Heat, he'll show up to watch the game.
I'm telling you, Bynum is spending money in like Bermuda right now. Like he probably went to Brazil immediately. Like, all right, man, I'm out. Y'all have a good one.
You think he took her with him?
She
did help him get out of what he did.
She want to come out. Like, I think it's even worse. She want to go. And he like, no. That was then. I'm out of Cleveland now. I can fuck bad bitches now. Tell your husband I said bye. Then Jamal would be like, I need a day off, man. I got to talk to my wife. She's trying to fly out to Bermuda for some reason. She's talking about how she needs to go be with him. I don't understand.
Oh man, you know what would be so crazy? They send Bynum send him the voicemail when they try to reach out to him, and he leaked the tapes. Bynum seem like the type to screenshot and leak tapes?
Yeah, I'm surprised he don't have a dick pic floating around just because he's so lazy and sloppy.
Because he the type that'll leak it.
Yeah,
gonna send it, so he know not. He know the rules.
He know the rules. Yeah, he the type that'll just be like, I got hacked. Here's my dick. Also, I don't want to play basketball anymore.
No disrespect.
Dog, he quit basketball when he got caught, man. Hey, man, are you fucking my wife? Man, I don't even care about this shit. I'm out. I hate basketball. What that got to do with you fucking my wife, though? There's so many other things you could have done. It's like, man, she was just something to do, man.
We could have had a meeting, you know.
You couldn't have just told us this? Look, man, I was bored. I was playing Xbox, and I was like, I guess I could fuck your wife. It was really not that serious for me. She told me she in love with you. Yeah, man, I don't know what to tell you. Can I get my check now? All my cash, $111,000 per game.
I mean, she does give good head, though. I will say
that. Hey, I'll tell you this much, man. She's a keeper for somebody like you.
And that crown molding you have in your house?
Yeah.
Very tasteful.
For me, like, that's the love of your wife for you. For me, that's a Tuesday. So she's not even in my, like, weekly rotation, really.
Yeah.
Some Clippers players got beat by the Suns, and they said that they're a 100 team now.
Oh, I love this.
And Doc Rivers said, are y'all niggas crazy? He's like, what's wrong with y'all niggas? He said, there's only 100 team, Miami, that's it. I mean, come on. If we think we're the 100, they have no idea what the 100 is. I've been on a 100 team before, and that's the year after you win a title, the team is 100. All the other teams are delusional if they think they are. So.
And you know why Doc can say that? Because Doc ain't soft.
Yeah, and he got them rings. He got that ring to prove it.
Yep. Doc, he's not soft at all.
This nigga Chris Cluey is a punter, and he said he was fired because he came out pro-gay marriage and marriage equality, and he was fired by two cowards and a bigot, the bigot being the assistant special team, the special teams coach, who apparently used fag and other negative things, said gay people are going to hell and stuff in the locker room in front of players. And the cowards are Leslie Frazier and Rick Spielman, who apparently had the position to help him and do something, you know, about it. And they didn't do anything. Here's the thing. You old and you a punter.
Yep. And wasn't a good punter.
That's it. He also said they told him not to punt good because special teams team wasn't that good. Nigga, huh?
Now, if he'd have came out when he first said, you know, I support gay rights, and even the coaches in the locker room, a lot of them use homophobic slurs, I'm not okay with that. Mm-hmm. They would have had to keep him.
Yeah. And why did he say that the coach was a coward? But he could have just as easily reported it. The owner said he was in support of his stance on gay marriage.
Yep.
And the owner was like, I actually just went to a gay marriage this weekend, so I appreciate you. Just go to the owner, dog. I mean, that's, aren't you just as much a coward for not standing up for what you believe in?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, man. Sound like a dude that lost his job, and I hate to be that guy, man, but there's no real proof that, like, if someone would have, like, pulled him to an office and be like, listen here, queer lover, I'm getting you out of here, we don't care how good you are, But you could also be a mediocre punter that teams don't feel like paying the veteran minimum after 8 years.
Now, maybe if Minnesota had good games and they were interesting to watch, I might would see their current punter, who I'm sure has punted a lot this year, and maybe could compare and be like, you know what? No, they made a bad decision there.
Yeah. But, and also the headline is so misleading because a paragraph in, he goes, this is a true answer. I honestly don't know if my activism was the reason I got fired. So then why is the title of this? I was an NFL player until I was fired by two cowards and a bigot. Also, coward? That's fighting worse.
Yep.
Like that, you might not want to go anywhere Leslie Frazier might be in the vicinity of.
That's one,
especially after he just lost his job.
Man, you know, that's one of them situations where, you know, certain coaches, they can say whatever they want to say to you. And the other coaches, we don't respond back with words. We respond with actions.
Yep. I told y'all niggas, Dwayne Wade is bringing in a new unexpected surprise.
Normally you say congratulations
into his engagement.
Like,
well,
this.
Congratulations. Actually, congratulations. Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union are about to have a son.
What is it? Already? So he got her pregnant before he married.
No. Not out of Gabrielle Union's body.
Wait, she's not Siobhan? Siobhan pregnant?
No, it's not even Siobhan.
Another child? Is he stealing another child from a single mother?
No, he's not gonna, no, he's not, it's not like his other, allegedly other, adopted, child. This, apparently, he had a baby with another chick, during a quote unquote break with him and Gabby.
Oh.
Which I don't understand, because if you're on a break for somebody, does that also mean the condom breaks? Because I feel like even if you do take a break with somebody, which means you might get back with them, you probably still are an NBA player and you probably still should probably wrap it up.
More than likely you should practice safe sex with women you're not married to.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems logical to me.
I mean, one of the reasons I got married.
Right. It's pretty much the ace in the hole, pardon my French.
I mean, I'm about that condom life, but I'm not about that condom life.
Not about that condom life. Not about it at all right now.
Yeah, like during my single days,
yeah,
about that condom life.
Right. Like, I wouldn't cheat with your dick, because I'm not about that condom life. Well, apparently Dwayne Wade is not about that condom life under no circumstances. Then there's also evidence that leans towards the idea that maybe it wasn't during a break.
Had to be 9 months ago.
9 months before the birth, Gabrielle was Instagramming pictures.
Yeah.
Of them together.
Yeah.
Posting photos of them cuddled up. So that goes 9 months and back. So it takes about 10 months basically to have a kid. So wasn't no break then.
Yeah, during November, that was during the season.
Also, a little fishy, this press release kind of just came out, didn't it? Like, for, you know, Vic was saying like, oh, it's not public relations, it's not, you know, his Siobhan is just crazy. It's funny how Dwayne Wade's PR machine gets in front of shit every time. Little ironic, it's during a break we were blessed with a jondo of joy that we are both ecstatic about having, as we just got engaged. I thought that engagement looked like some ransom, dog.
Marry us?
Mm-hmm. Us. Marry us.
Us.
Did the little fetus have a sign too? Did he write something on the pregnant woman's stomach?
With this new
Marry
child,
us and me too.
Will the new child be on the family show you're trying to get?
Yeah, is the new child gonna be on the sitcom?
I will say this. You think Gabrielle Union answers Siobhan calls now?
Oh, Gabby gonna call. Listen,
how you getting through this? How you?
Gabby calling Siobhan before the end of the year.
She called already.
Yeah, like before we get to March, Gabby gonna have that sit down with Siobhan is in the room too, and Dwayne gonna be like, "What's this about?" Dwayne, we want to talk about you and the kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening. And it's funny, though, because Gabby catching all the slander, but in my opinion, one, she was homewrecking, so let's get that right. But in my opinion, like, she as much a victim as Siobhan was. She just now is on the other side. Yep. She just didn't know. She really believed Dwayne Wade when he used to be like, girl, my wife just crazy. She just crazy. Well, you want me to, she called. You want me to pick up the phone? No, don't pick up the phone.
Yep.
And don't read that email. She just, she be tripping.
Yeah, we going through a divorce right now.
Yeah.
That's probably why he really actually had to go through with the divorce.
Right. Cause he kept lying to the point where he was like, fuck, now I gotta do the divorce.
And she actually has people.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing though is on her, you know, you think she looked at it and was like, damn, he cheating on me. I just got engaged. I can't not get it, be engaged now. How can I save face?
Right.
Do I be the strong black woman and stay with him? Or do I do the thing, the stronger black woman, what she should do and leave his fucking ass?
Why don't she just date white men like all her movies are about?
Eve dating a white man, why can't she?
Just get you a white man, Gabby. You don't have to deal with this shit. You know, Bossa won't be all up in your shit and you don't have to worry about blacks what's online reporting that that the woman that fucked your man looked like a fake Kim Kardashian. Like, you don't have to see this shit. Like, and he fucked the groupiest of a woman, too. I don't understand how these NBA players stay with these groupie chicks, man. Like,
it's not,
I don't know
if
I,
it's a certain type of NBA player.
Yeah, but I just don't know if I understand the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the appeal? Because a groupie look like a set of problems to me, and I'm a regular nigga. Like, as a regular dude, I would be like, the fuck do you want? If a groupie walked up to me, all basketball wiped up, I would be looking at her like, what? Okay, what's the catch? Like, what you want? Half my check? Like, what you trying to, like, you want my car? Like, what are you gonna want? Cause I know you look like a woman that is only fucking with a nigga to get something.
How long before he steals this baby though?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how long before he released something to make the baby mama look crazy? Oh, you know, she's so crazy, y'all. She crazy. She showed up at my job talking about she wants some support. What's wrong with her, y'all? She crazy. women be crazy. Am I right, LeBron?
This nigga serious. But I told you, this is why LeBron will be leaving.
Yeah.
It's him or Dwayne.
He like, I don't want no problem. Look, Dwayne. You know, he be trying not to judge. I just don't want no problems, man. Can you please tell all your women to stop calling me, asking if you're over my house? Could you just stop using me as an alibi, please, Dwayne? You never over my house. And they stay calling me, man. My kids answering the phone. Come on, man, please. Man, come on.
This nigga did a commercial with his children.
Yeah, I'm doing commercials with my children and the mother of my child, aka my wife. So can you please just please, man, do not have these bitches call my house anymore. I'm sorry. I don't even mean bitches. I'm sorry. Nah, and then Dwayne's like, nah, you can call them bitches. That's what I do. Me and Andrew Bonham, we about to get on some hoes this weekend.
I bet you he steals that baby during the playoffs.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
During the playoffs. Second round or...
He'll have a press release to make it okay.
Or in the finals.
Niggas be believing these press releases, bro. Dwayne Wade is the best. Like, him and Andrew Bonham need to hang out, bro, because that press release game is so good.
Let's just CGN at me with my kids at a theme park.
<'Cause>,
can we CGN more people?
Because people want to believe the worst anyway about these women. So if he could just be like, oh, man, Gabby going crazy, y'all. She tripping. People be like, she is tripping, Dwayne. You right again, man. You always right the way you have these kids. Jerry Jones wants to add 4 more teams to the NFL. He said, from the standpoint of looking at how exciting it is for a city and a community to be involved in, I mean, not the NFL, the NFL playoffs. For in the playoffs, the fact that you could have a team that might literally operated at 500 or in that area. You can have that team win the Super Bowl, Jones said Friday. That makes a big case for adding a couple more cities or communities to have NFL teams to the playoffs. So because these niggas can't get above 8-8, and because these niggas can't do it on their own merit, he wants the NFL to add 4 more teams to the NFL playoffs because his team will never be good enough to do it on its own.
Yep.
Pathetic.
How about them Cowboys?
Pathetic.
How about that wonderful star?
Aaron Rodgers almost got outed by some dude that said he was his ex-boyfriend. And Aaron Rodgers had to release a statement saying, I ain't gay. I love women. I love them.
Mm. He also supports Ryan Braun, so I can't believe anything he says.
I could just eat these women up with my penis. Mm. Discount double check with my dick. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ryan Braun's the Major League Baseball steroid user. They got banned for like 100 games.
Some dude named Kevin LaFlissy. Who? Why does Kevin LaFlissy sound like a gay name? I don't know why. I don't even know why. Like, it's not like you can know that by somebody's name. But when I read Kevin LaFlissy, I was like, that's pretty gay, dog. Who was Aaron's personal assistant and roommate for last several years and rumored boyfriend. The tweets have been deleted. Of course, we'll take this with a grain of salt until Aaron's comfortable commenting on it either way. But here's what one insider had to say. Aaron has attended numerous sports award shows with Kevin, always color coordinated and without a double female dates. Why they bring up that color coordinated, man? They be dressing alike.
Who wrote this article?
Come on,
man. They put a lot of biases in this.
Including the ESPYs. Kevin was also the first person Aaron embraced when the Packers won the Super Bowl in 2011. I just find it real strange that as of late, there's been many bitter subliminal tweets on Kevin LaFlissy's Twitter alluding to a relationship much deeper than a friend he had with who I perceive to be Aaron Rodgers, because Kevin was never once tweeted about having a girlfriend, just mainly about the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers, and Justin Bieber's music. Oh,
I got that Justin Bieber, please believe it.
Mm-hmm. And sitting front row at Bieber concert, there's been speculation for years here in Wisconsin that Aaron is gay.
I mean, can't just two dude bros just hang out, have a good time?
The tweet say silence always comes with an expiration date.
I mean, it does get cold in Green Bay.
He's been great for me as far as great conversations outside of football. Our friendship goes a lot deeper than what we do. Said what he said about Rodgers in 2008. And soon after, I kind of judge how those people are based on who they are to people like Kevin. Kevin, he's not a famous person. I want to see if they give Kevin the time of day or if they big time him. So that's what Aaron Rodgers is saying.
Aaron, you don't have to convince me.
Yeah.
It's not me you have to convince.
Yeah.
It's yourself. As long as you're comfortable with yourself, then I'm comfortable with you.
Yeah, man. First of all, there's nothing wrong with being gay if you are gay. So, you know, for the record. But I know he's saying that he's not gay. So, you know, good for him, whatever, you know, you're comfortable with. Hopefully, man, you're just able to go back to playing football and in peace, man.
Eminem came out the closet.
Mm-hmm.
So, Aaron, you think you better than Eminem?
Eminem was cleaning out his closet.
You think you better than Eminem? For
his mama. Cool. Wait, when did Eminem come out the closet? When does this happen?
He cleaned it up.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
he had to come
out. Eminem cleaned out the closet. It was a lot of stuff in there. But yeah, he says, I'm just going to say I'm not gay. I really, really like women. That's all I can say about that.
Overdoing it there. Yeah.
I'm just going to say I'm not gay because I be fucking, dog. I be fucking up top, guys. Come on.
I don't know that I've.
Smell my finger.
I've never been called gay.
Smell my fingers.
I don't think I would go to the extreme. I'd just be like, yo, I would laugh and be like, okay. Yeah. And keep it moving.
Oh, I'll pull my dick out right now. Let's pussy on my dick right now. That's how much I'll be fucking.
You think, okay. You think Aaron owned like this big extra large sized vehicle to compensate for to distract you from having to? That's why. Oh, well, you know, my lady didn't like to ride in a big vehicle. So that's why I got my homeboy with me.
Yeah, I noticed that none of the people talking about it are talking about dude deleting them tweets, though. That is interesting.
Can you, like, if we Google Aaron Rodgers and girlfriend, does the picture of that dude come up beside him? No disrespect.
Fiance?
There isn't a whole lot of separation from your public and private life. And, you know, you always have to be on at times. And occasionally people get upset if there's, you know, you say no to a picture when you're eating dinner or something, and that's kind of the hard part. Or if you get, you know, crazy rumors that that swirl around you from time to time that are just silly.
I have no idea what you could be referring to. Yeah. Oh, you mean the Aaron Rodgers is gay story?
Yeah. well, you know what?
So you're aware that you saw this out there?
Yeah, I'm just going to say I'm not gay. I really, really like women. That's all I can say about that.
You know, I would just add this, that, you know, I've gotten to know you for a while.
Gay people really like women, too, though.
Me doth thinks thou protest
too much.
I know how you feel about social issues. I know where you stand on certain things. I know you're an intensely private guy. And I didn't know if we were going to address this or not. I would say this, that the fact...
Why does this dude get so serious?
Has anybody ever accused you of being gay?
No.
Exactly. I don't...
Hey, but look, even if they did, it's so funny how serious they're taking. Like, this is life or death, because they know football and his fan base is so homophobic that they over here like, listen, now, Aaron. Like, they're talking about this more serious than the game. It's like, hey, guys, you got a big game coming up this weekend. So about these gay rumors. Listen, I know Aaron. I've seen him in person. I've hung out with him on the weekends. When this man says that he really, really likes women, he's not talking about women's shoes, not talking about women's clothing. He's not even talking about women's purses. This man likes pussy. Okay, guys? There, I said it. I said it. I will confirm it for you guys. He will fuck the shit out of a woman. Bring a woman in here right now. Aaron, you want to fuck her right now? Come on. Just lay right there, man. Yeah, we'll be right back at this commercial break. I'll confirm. Like, why are they so serious? Just, you're not gay. Move on to the next topic.
The fact that your private life has remained as private as it has throughout the whole process of you becoming a celebrity, I know how important that is to you, but I also know how much maybe sometimes things bother you that, you know, if maybe people are disrespectful, not toward...
Why is he so serious, Justin? He is serious as shit, bro. Listen, Aaron... I know sometimes rumors get made up. Someone might say they saw you in a gay club or sucking a dick or maybe even just giving a guy a hand job in the parking lot of a radio station. All I'm saying is you're a private person and you take that very seriously. And God damn it.
The dude got proof.
I love you. Yeah, he's gonna blackmail him. It's me, Aaron.
You got proof. Maybe
even. I'm the one who told Aaron it's me. That's what he should do. Aaron, I got to tell you something. I'm the one who told, okay? I got the pictures. I need $1 million, or I'm going to show them the video.
And to a group of people. And, I you know, from my perspective, it bothered me that there was almost some feeling of, you know, trying to, that it was almost to look make you look bad. And I don't think that it should be that way. That's my own opinion. I was disappointed in that. But
well, there's always going to be... silly stuff out there in the media that just, you know, you can't worry too much about, and I don't. So we just keep on trucking, and I like the way my, I think there should be professional is professional and personal is personal, and that's just how I'm going to keep it.
All right, Justin, let me ask you, man. The Justin is gay rumors. Can I just ask you about those real quick? What do you have to say?
Whoa. There's rumors out about me being gay?
Yeah. It's the rumors that you're a gay person.
I mean, you want to smell my dick now?
Buddy.
Smell my pussy.
I mean, wouldn't that... Wow. We'll be right back after this break. I just want to testify for Justin that I've hung out with him several times. I've seen his wife. And he's a very private person. And he's going to have sex with her in front of me to prove that he's not gay. We'll be right back.
Because I'm not gay.
Right. I really like women.
I'm not gay.
I don't know if you noticed. I really, really like them a lot.
I mean, I'll prove it.
Like they fingernail polish, everything. Name something about a woman. I like it. I mean, how they be talking too much when you ask how their day was, why they be taking so long shopping.
I mean, I love women's butts.
Yeah. I love the arms and the abs on a woman. That's how much I love women. I love the parts people don't talk about.
Right. I love a strong woman. A strong mm-hmm. black woman.
A strong, that's what he should have like, listen, the rumors I know are about me being gay, but let me tell you guys what it really is. I love black pussy. I love them. Love it. Best pussy ever. Hard to find it up here in Wisconsin, but let me tell you something. When I get my hands on some black pussy, can I get a witness? Nobody, really?
None of y'all?
None of the people in this radio station? All right, man. Last story. You guys know how we do. La 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 la. Hey, Mamba. Kobe Bryant is shooting around. Nigga, what? He already shooting around. He back in the gym.
I thought he was still with the boot on in the wheelchair.
I'm watching the Vine of him hitting threes. What?
I thought he had a new leg put on.
Nigga, what? Just what? He a warrior, dog. He is a samurai of fucking sports.
Are we sure it's Kobe?
It's Kobe, man. In this Vine video, man, Kobe is just shooting around. Taking shots at the Lakers facility, just getting his fractures loose. I know Stephen Curry, like, goddamn, how can he do it? And I can't even do it, and I'm young. Well, this has been another episode of Black Hot Tips, sport movie, spinoff show, Balls Deep Sports.
I'm not gay, by the way. I know it's Balls Deep, but I'm not gay.
Yeah, I really, really, really like women. Like,
really,
I like them enough. I'll fuck my assistant coach's wife. That's how much I like women. So don't even try it. Okay, guys.
Mama system. I mean, I'm not the Kobe's gay either.
Yeah. Mama mentality. Help right. the bear. Not the gay kind of bear.
Right.
The straight like right. bear. You know, I gotta go.
I mean, it's nothing wrong with gay.
Listen, guys, I've hung out.
Yeah, happy.
I've hung out with Kobe Bryant several times and he's a very private man when it comes to fucking these dudes. And that dude sounded like he knew he was gay, man. Then he's a very private man when it comes to blowing a guy, giving a hand job at 3 a.m. in a park, visiting a male bathroom at a supermarket. Okay, he is a very private man. So I do not appreciate these rumors either. And I'm offended on behalf of him.
Yep. Why are you holding my hand?
Yeah. What's up with all this silly stuff in the media?
Yeah. Why is your hand over here on my leg now?
I hope after the interview, he was like, hey man, I really appreciate what you had to say about me back there. Maybe we should talk about it a little further. Oh, what? Aaron, what are you doing? Can you back up off of me a little bit, bro? I just want to do my radio show. All right, man. We'll talk to you guys next week. Peace.